Okay. Okay, I'm going to put on our next speaker. Hello. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Hi.
Yes.
Got a terrible headache. I can't even hear anything anymore.
Oh. So, who am I?
What? You're wrong.
Spoiler sport.
What do you want? I'm pretending you'd be Kara for a
You
second.
did. You almost sounded just like her.
Almost. Well, I am the head daughter. I am Kara's eldest daughter.
And unessential base personnel.
Yes, non-essential.
Oh, get typical.
Unessential or non-essential?
Non-essential.
Thank you.
Correct.
Very essential, but.
Well, no, the dolphins aren't part of the war effort.
If there was a war.
If there was a war,
but
correct.
I am
I don't
definitely
know.
essential.
In our government, dolphins are very important.
Yes.
So anyway, how you doing, Alana?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. We had some fun with Cancun with some dolphins. That's most enjoyable.
So when are you going to come down and hang out with the dolphins?
Well, I did that one time. You mean from any length of time?
Yes.
I'll work on that.
We'll go riding dolphins in Lake Dolphin. We'll get you a saddle.
That sounds like fun.
I ride bareback.
No, I just meant riding the dolphins sounds fun.
It is fun.
Try it on tomorrow. Go to the costume party?
I'm in 2 miles. I want to go and party out, but at the moment,
You haven't been to a party in a long time, probably.
Yeah, I know. At the moment, I feel kind of I'm agitated. I might go.
A girlfriend.
Yeah, I'll take my girlfriend if I go.
Okay.
But I feel antsy, you know?
What? Open up.
I just feel antsy in general, you know?
Well, maybe it's pregnancy.
Yeah, I think, well, I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, it just tend to work, it tends to do that to every woman, doesn't it, partner?
You mentioned Nancy?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, not really. Sometimes.
Yeah, it's just a sometime at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, you can just break down and cry for no reason, too.
Yeah, I've done that. Frequently. But at the moment, I'm just,
Right, kind of reckless.
Yeah.
So anyway, darling, what can be your contribution for the web page this week?
Yes,
I'd like to put a contribution from you. We
you
don't have
would
any
be.
from you.
Let me see.
You have one of
Gossip column.
Oh, there you go. Ask Alana.
Yes, ask Alana, let me.
Of Nan Landers.
Well, no. Key is having well, not an affair, but having a courting period with Hal. They're courting. There's a talk in the base at the moment.
Who's courting? Hal.
Let's call him Hal for short.
Oh,
He's
okay.
a
Hal.
technician.
Oh, all right. Okay, courtship of Hal.
He and his young lady, they've been seen in romantic positions in gardens and lakes and swimming pools.
And here I thought you were the talk of the base.
Right, happening from time to time. Okay, let me see. Festivities. Well, it looks like the flower harvest is going to be absolutely dismal this year.
Which is the pink one.
Yeah, has Kiri told you?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. So it looks like it's going to be a bad year on the pink flowers. Yeah, they should be budding and getting ready to bloom, but they haven't even started budding yet. And in fact, they had another snowstorm up there, so that's looking bad.
That's real
bad. It's not so much growing them indoors, it's the environment that they grow in.
Yeah, they don't do well indoors, they've tried.
Yeah. It's that they're limited to just a few patches in the high mountains. Yeah, they grow at about 11,000-12,000 feet.
Wow.
And it's the lack of oxygen, the soil, the amount of sunlight. I suppose, yes, I do know a lot about that, don't I? Having a horticultural leaning, biology and horticulture.
Hmm.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
My contribution is on the flowers of Sirius.
There you go. Perfect.
Okay. Now, getting back to the pink flowers. The reason that they are not going to be such a good harvest this year is because the winter is still continuing. They haven't been able to get the sunlight necessary that filters through the snow as it melts to create an almost greenhouse effect over, which normally contributes to having them break open at the right time and then freezing at the right time, which gives the essential effect that occurs in the petals and in turn is used in the juices that are in the petals. So therefore, by this occurring, the harvest is going to be pretty spartan. Now, with the snow being so deep on top of them, is they're not getting the amount of light necessary for the reactions to occur. And they're still in a late winter stage. Yeah, they're starting to green up underneath the snow. They're getting enough light just to start the photosynthesis, but not enough for the nutrients to be produced for the plants. So by this happening, they are in essence still in the winter stage. Now, when this has happened in the past, it warms up and the plants seem to put on a sudden spurt of growth, and instead of producing flowers, it goes into the growth of the plant as it spreads and becomes a much bigger plant. It still flowers, but only about a half to a quarter of what it normally would. However,
what kind of flowers are they?
They're kind of a bowl-shaped flower that have a psychedelic type effect.
Wow.
The pink ones have a sexually psychedelic effect.
A sexually psychedelic effect.
Mm-hmm.
They heighten the senses. But how come this isn't going to affect the blue or the red?
Because they're lower down.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Now,
yes.
When normally, if there is a mild winter or a normal winter afterwards, after a bad winter like we're having at the moment, and the plants have grown rapidly, normally the following year is a bumper harvest. I remember, we found a patch, we were out hiking.
Mm-hmm.
We found a patch and we munched. There were about 3 girls, 4 guys. We got it on. We got it on. As you might say, we got it on, we banged the gong. And then some.
So Kira's going to make a killing on me this year. And as I remember, last year, you were quite the flower eater yourself.
Yes, this year I can't.
Well, is that because of your pregnancy? Okay. All right, and what I'll do is I'll put in your comments on the pink flowers, and then I'll direct a link to Kiri's comments on the basic what flowers do.
Yeah.
On her, on the library.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That'll work out really well.
But the blue flowers are a much more robust and prevalent flower. They're the same genus, but because of them being at a lower level, they get more sunlight, obviously, and their growing season is much earlier. In fact, it's almost a continual growing season for them. In between the red, in between the blue flowers and the pink flowers is the red flowers, and they do have a dormant time. But also, if they're hit by a frost, the heightened sense is increased and multiplied in them. And the same with the blue ones, is that a frost amplifies the feeling. With the blues, you get a nice, relaxed, mellow, yeah, just dozing off, being nice and mellow. With the red ones, it becomes much more heightened hyperactivity.
That's what colored rooms do to us.
Colored rooms?
Yeah, everyone says that certain colors in rooms
tend to
play with the emotions.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm going to depart. I need to go and relieve myself.
Okay.
Don't want to leave the puddle in the middle of the pyramid, do I?
No. Nah.
I'll be down to see you later, then.
Okay.
Bye, Alana.
Bye, Alana.
Okay, I've got to put on a guest speaker.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go get some tea. I'll be right back.
Okay. A 10.
Hey, Tall. Greetings and felicitations.
Greetings, indeed.
How do you do?
I do well. How do you do?
Very well, actually.
Thank you.
We did a bunch of work on, or I did a bunch of work on the webpage today. Tribute to your lovely lady. And the arrival of your new trainer.
Yes.
Who I've heard all kinds of things about since he's arrived. I know about more about him than I think any other pilot, including yourself, on the entire base right now.
He is legend.
That
living
sounds like it.
Legend.
And that's throughout Ashtar Command. That's just not Hades base.
Correct. He is second highest scoring ace ever.
Who's the first?
A gentleman called Karam.
Who is no longer with us, I take it.
Kara died saving Convoy.
Mm.
Took on odds of 60 to 1.
Jesus.
Shot down 10 before arrival of backup. Two other backup. Young rookie pilot. Engage. Fight very hard next to him. Ferociously. Kara shot down. 6 more. Guns run dry. No importance of convoy getting through. Rammed ship. Destroyed lead ship of attacking force. Died in process. Young rookie pilot, much shot. Fought like demons. 190 years later, Young Rookie Pilot is second highest scoring.
Oh, wow. For the Baron with that second, that Rookie Pilot coming in, huh?
Correct.
And they beat the attacker?
He was wounded.
Mm.
Only slightly. But scored his first five victory.
Well, wow, became an ace in his first at bat. So this is quite an honor for you to have this gentleman here.
Correct.
How come the rookies up there are not feeling like it's such an honor anymore?
Would you?
I don't know. I've taken every lesson I can get from this guy and just thank him for it afterwards.
If the world best skier showed up at your hill and said, ski with me, and picked fault at everything you did, every turn, every stop.
Well, I'd probably get a little frustrated after a while.
That's called egotistical. Real snob.
No, not on his part, on my part, for not taking it to heart.
The Baron
but
is perfectionist. Mm. He is.
That doesn't mean to put people down, though.
He does not put people down. He tells them what
they're doing wrong.
Correct. He wants them to be old pilots like him, not names and pictures upside down in bar.
Mm.
Not names to be forgotten.
But that's, I mean, that's something that each pilot has to experience, don't you think?
I think he is giving opportunity for them to not die.
Right.
Them to live. Thing to remember, no such thing as bad pilot. Bad pilot die.
Right.
Come here, Tattletale.
And the thing is, you know, they're going to thank him for it after, you know, they've gone through a few engagements and used what they've learned from him.
Hopefully.
I think it's just now they're, you know, feeling a little bit stressed on the matter.
The fact that no one beat him or get line on him, that he shoot everyone down that he has engaged.
Including yourself, I'm sure.
I have not engaged yet.
Okay. And you know Mark is going to challenge him.
No.
Yes, Mark's going to challenge him to World War I planes.
Ah. This would be entertaining.
Yeah, because I figured the Baron's going to pick a nice red triplane, Mark, and probably a, you know, Newport or a Spad.
I'd put money on Baron.
I would, too. In a hot second. Just for, you know, past experience.
I have been bet. I will offer odds.
You're not going to take him on yourself? You gave Mark
a pretty good. Am I stupid?
I'll put odds on you. I got wine to lose.
I offer odds of 100-1 that Mark will not get even one shot on him. Will not get one bullet in his craft.
Oof. Well, I wouldn't touch those odds. I feel you'd win that pretty easily.
You put one bottle down, I give you 80 back if he wins. If he puts one bullet.
Yeah, one bullet. Well, Mark might get lucky.
One bottle. Only one bottle, Russ. Come on. You can. Come on. It's not that bad.
I think I'll do it. You know, it's only one bottle. So what else has been going on? Have you discovered anything from the investigation of the latest engagement?
We know Rookie froze.
Oh, okay. That's why no shots took, you know, hit.
Correct.
And did Katrina come under friendly fire?
Katrina was hit by plasmic weapons.
No, you guys don't use plasmic.
Correct.
Yeah.
Zetas do not use plasmic.
Yeah, so who was it?
We still investigate.
I still don't know.
The films show blurred craft, which means either using some kind of blurring for non-recognition,
mm-hmm,
or moving fast. But I think not moving fast. I think blurred movement.
Oh, sorry about that.
Which make me think that they are new technology.
Uh-oh.
We can beat them.
Well, yeah. I mean, they did get some kills. No, they didn't. They got some shot hits. No kills.
No kills in engagement. Wounded, hits, yes. No kills. You have bearing of... You have bearing of military person.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Walk tall like one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Yes, you.
Do I know of someone? Or?
No, you. You have military bearing.
Yeah.
Let me speak, Russ.
Oh, sorry.
You walk tall and proud as we do.
Yes.
Were you a service person?
Yes.
Thank you. What branch?
The Air Force.
You fly?
No.
You ground tech?
I was operations officer.
Ground control?
Yeah.
We thank people like you. I am leader of the squadron, and people of your kind very important to us. When we damage, you guide us in.
Yeah.
We thank you, your kind and you.
Karen, this is Tom. Tom, this is Karen.
Hi,
you guys
Tom.
Haven't been, I just realized that.
Okay, thank you. I depart now. I go and see Katrina.
Thank you, Omar.
Be safe up Tom. There, Tom.
Take care now.
I will.
That one too. Tia, I brought you some Earl Grey.
Oh, thank you.
But I have to pour it into the cup. Or you can pour it into the cup.
I pour it into the cup.
Okay.
You have to depart, I assume.
Yes, I do.
Is your milk in there?
There's milk in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm ahead of the game here.
Have fun at work.
Bye, Tia. Bye, Kitty.
That's an interesting report from Paul. New technology on the horizon there.
I'm not worried.
Sounds like stealth technology, possibly.
Possibly, yes.
Because if they got ambushed like that, it could be that they were undetected until they got jumped.
I don't think they got quite that jumped. I mean, it's not going to be an investigation. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to put on the last person.
Okay.
But first, I'm going to have a mouthful of tea. Yes, terrible host there. I've got to introduce.
I thought they'd met already, actually. Suddenly realizing that they haven't met yet. Which could be a tough one to drink.
Yes, I think that was very nice of Toll to give Karen full respect. Gave her a lot of respect there, actually, didn't he?
Yeah, he recognized the fact that she'd been in service.
Well, they seem to recognize each other, you know what I mean?
Right.
That one service person can tell another service person. I think Mark knew that Karen had been in some branch of the service and vice versa. If you notice, they walk very similar, very tall and upright.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of them will stoop or... So, yeah, I think military persons recognise each other, you know? I think it's in their mannerisms and their walk, and it doesn't matter what nationality they know. You know?
Mm-hmm.
How about I'm going to put on the last pair since we've got about half a tape left.
Well, you'll be here for afterwards anyway, so mm-hmm. It's not time for chatting.
Okay, you got some questions for me later on then?
I'm working on some.
Okay. Yo, dude.
Let's see there.
I'm fine.
All the girls will see me now.
Uh-huh. And we've all behaved impeccably, except for one guy.
Who, Mark?
Tall.
Oh.
Yes.
Why Tall get all the women around, probably?
Yeah. Well, when he was sitting down in the pyramid, we had one of the technicians come over and he actually sat down with his head on her lap. And she played with his hair as he talked. Played with his ear and everything. He was enjoying that, actually. That's why he sounded a little more distracted than normal. He was lying there on his back with his head in her lap and looking up, talking, and she's playing with his hair and his ears and rubbing his nose. And...
Good.
Yeah.
Distraction.
Yeah, Teen thinks it's funny. In fact, Teen's poking fun at the technician now that Toll's led.
Very good gesture.
She's poking fun in fun.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. It's not malicious.
Yeah. Teen's had her experiences too.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Kiri, my question is, I noticed that when I'm transcribing Omal, he seems to use one term in particular each week.
Which is?
Well, he changes it each week. But each week, there's like a common theme word to use.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was the one I got last week? It was one word I kept having, it was individuals or individuality.
Mm-hmm.
That was his theme word. But anyway, each time he talks, there's a new theme word he works over.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only noticed because I transcribe it and I have to type it out all the time. But I hadn't noticed that until I started going.
Now, why does he use a theme word?
That's one of the questions I was going to ask him tonight, but he's not here, so I thought I'd ask him.
He's in a council meeting.
He's in council. So I thought I'd ask you instead.
Well, it is my opinion that if you take all the theme words, right?
Right.
Was that a little squeak?
Yes, it was.
If you take all the theme words, put them together, you'll come up with something important.
Hmm.
You might have to put in breaking words like and, are, therefore.
Right. You're like a big jigsaw puzzle.
That's right. I think...
You can do it by date.
No, you'd have to arrange them in a way. He's probably coded it in a way and has been waiting for somebody to point out that he picks a theme word.
Well, you wouldn't notice it just from talking to him. Mm-hmm. You actually have to sit there and type out his words.
And I think it goes back to...
Keep going over and over the same word.
I think it goes back to Big Sis's comments, dude.
Like what?
About Amal knew what was going on long ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Where it was going.
Well, when I get up to his dimensional level, I probably will too. It's a cute little purple. So anyway, so we need to, I want to keep in the same thing, so I'm going to put this on the webpage.
Okay.
I want to keep working on Amal stuff.
All right.
I don't want to get off track here.
Whoa, clever kitty!
So until I start transcribing and spotting all these theme words, we'll find out where it's going to.
Exactly. I don't think he does it every week.
Well, I've been noticing more and more.
Mm-hmm. But that's the way Elmore works, is that with his theme words, there is possibly coding in there. Right, it might not be for you. You see, I don't have Elmore to say, drop it or not. After all, it's not the Curie's base news, as much as one would like it to be. Besides, if it was the Curie's base news, there'd be a picture of me with
that. You'd have a little lingerie line in there, and the little bathing suit line.
Modeling.
Click here to see Curie's latest fashions for this week.
Yeah. Click here to undress me with your tea. Yes.
Okay. Well, it'd be kind of neat is a little section there going, Omal's keywords for this week.
Mm-hmm. I think of a movie that Mark's fond of, and it's Ici Londres et Palais, the Palais, Secret Messages, Wounds My Hearts. Did you have to bite? Jean has a grand moustache. Répétez. Jean have a grand moustache. Ask Mark what that means, sir.
Normandy.
Oh, spoiling my fun.
And the invasion code that came over the...
I know what I'm going to do. At the end of the session, I'm going to download and watch Mark's reactions. This is going to be fun.
What's the keyword I use this time?
Jean has a grand moustache. Répétez. Jean has a grand moustache.
Okay. Jean has a grand moustache. Répétez. Jean has a grand moustache.
That's good.
2 years French.
2 years French?
Okay, come on, baby. We need to put some notes on the
webpage. Okay.
You can't leave it with just this little bit, which I can't put on the webpage.
No, no. Okay.
Remember, we're not just doing this for me and you and Mark anymore. We have an audience.
Yeah, true. We have an audience. Let me see. As Tia unzips the back of my toga.
Back on track.
Though. Okay. Okay, coercion. The importance of having a moralistic nature of coercion. Being able to understand the difference between right and wrong.
Let me just do this one. Let's put it on the web.
Yes, but I'm going to explain in more detail.
Okay.
Okay. That the importance of a positive mental attitude and the morals that are necessary for the correct application, that being of a positive frame of mind and not deviating to negativism and self-serving. For example, coercing a young lady to drop her underwear so that you can have your wicked way with her. That is wrong. Coercing somebody to give you money. That is wrong. Coercing for personal gain at any time is wrong.
Coercing your children to quit crying.
That is wrong. I've done that and it is wrong.
I remember it. That's why I brought it up.
Mm-hmm. It is wrong. Why is it wrong?
Because it's not for their own good. It's for your own good.
And I am being negligent as a mother. I am not finding out what is wrong. Why are they crying?
Right, you're just shutting them up.
Correct.
And I have to do this.
Hmm.
And other children.
Exactly. And I have learned that I should not, because one of the times that I did that, Alex was quite sick, actually. He spent the whole entire night throwing up. I did it to the cubs one night, and they were quite sick as well. So I make a conscious effort to find out what is wrong.
Good, I can put this in the webpage. This is perfect.
And that is something that you really don't find out is wrong until later. Sometimes children just cry because they feel lonely. And that is something that they have to learn to deal with, is being left alone.
Yeah, but they cannot answer you to say that is why they're crying. Correct. They don't know why they're crying.
Correct. Until you talk to them and find out what is wrong, you don't know what is wrong with them.
And sometimes they're too young to talk to, even on intimate mode.
True, true. So that you do take that time. And it goes back to what Tia was saying about morals, right? That at that point is the most formative time for the development of psychic morals. That when you are developing psychic morals, you are learning root commands that take a long time to be fully active. You know, what you learn as a child at a tender age affects you throughout your whole entire life. That being left alone as a child or coerced to be quiet is not getting to the cause. That is setting down a negative pathway for the parental unit. For the child, it makes them feel unwanted. Unless you remedy it as quickly as possible, which is what I'm doing. I know where I went wrong, and I would never do it again intentionally. So, what have I learned by my bad deeds? Mark needs to get his knees fixed.
We're doing that next week.
Okay, let us continue. No, don't worry about it. Just tell him when he asks about it, tell him the truth, that Tia and myself have had enough of the pain.
Well, you guys should tell him.
We would tell him at the same time that you tell him.
All right.
Okay, so you have to wait until tomorrow.